Okay, everybody say. We are holding up Clyso. But everyone else is fighting over their reservations at which restaurant to get, and then hopefully coming to our share so that they don't put a negative review on the restaurant. Right? We are going to be learning tonight. Baruch Hashem. Klal Ches Halacha Yud Beis. V'da'oid Isra Lashon Hara Hu Afilu Im Megane Oysa B'fnei Yisrael. The Isra Lashon Hara is even if you are degrading him or insulting him in front of B'fnei Yisrael. V'chosh Kein Im Megane B'fnei Nachrim. Saying Lashon Hara about a Yid in front of a guy is Lashon Hara. Davoni Godol Habra Yosef. It's even worse in a way. Kimlovat Shumavaz Akobit Yisrael Mechal Akobit Shumayim. Ma'i Dizeh. Lovad, that he's been Michal Kovach Shemayim, Oidu Goyim Bazaro Rabba. He's been Goyim a Rabba, a Ra'a Rabba Lechaver, Ki Misapra Chaver B'fnei Yisrael in Gnos, Loyach Letechev L'dvarav. If you are, if you say something negative to another, about a Yid, to another Yid, no, maybe the Yid won't believe you, the Yid that's listening. Because it's like the yid, but if you tell to a guy, the guy's running to hear it. So Chayisal Azehu Ramai. Im who hoylech, right? So Koshkin, if he's going, he's malshin nachem. So it could be really bad if a person goes and says lashon hara on a yid. It could be begeder malshinus, which is not pashut at all. Okay. Fine. Now, well, now, you should for sure not say. And a lot of times people do this if they have goyish acquaintances, business partners, whatever. So you kind of like making fun of Jewish idiosyncrasies to your non-Jewish partners, right? Oh yeah, there's a Jewish guy that you can't trust them or whatever. Something like this. So these things very bad. It's very bad to do that. Now that could be just a joke or whatever. But if you say it about a specific person, I can't talk Kalish Misal Lishma Sasmo. As far as I remember, what it says in Chesh Mishra Simon Chavav about Heirim Yad B'Teras Moshe is that it says there about someone that goes and is takes another yid to court. So what does it have to do with this? I really don't understand what he's saying here. What does this have to do with Simon Chavav? I may have to look lost in there. Fine. Now, there's a big arichas here. At what point is it mutter to be malshin to the government about somebody? Obviously, one of the hot topics is always when someone's a danger to the community in a, one way or the other. And, generally, poskim say that when someone poses a threat to the community, some sort of safety threat or financial threat for that matter, because he did some sort of Ponzi, some sort of scheme, and if you don't whistleblow on that, then someone else is going to get caught up in it. So it's a big Shiloh, and I'm not going to give a psak on it, but that's what we're talking about here. Is there any heter for being malshin when you're protecting the rest of the community? Obviously, we try to say yes, our achrayus is to protect the community, but it's not a subject that should be discussed in a public forum. Every person should ask a shiloh how to deal with that type of situation. But suffice it to say that in many cases the place can say it's mutter. Okay. Ba'at din Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. Now I want to talk a little bit about Kabbalah's Lashon Hara. What does that mean? In the Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, she is here alone. The term is the Dainu Shel Hanan B'Leva Shadar Emes. Ein Metzach Lano L'Harach L'Va'aretz Mahusa Shel Makabat. It doesn't really matter. Okay? Ki Kimat L'Nimtza B'Chiluk. El Klal Advar B'Kitzer Ukach. Kol Ish Yisrael Mitzvah Shelo Yilakabel Lashon Hara Al Shom Adam Yisrael. Chutz ma'alach bikoris, u'malshinim, v'chayetze ba'elu, o'isim shi'yotz m'chlal ha'misecha, has to be someone that's really not bikoris, someone that was yotz m'chlal ha'misecha, that is mutter to mekabel, but other than that, it is aser. Okay? One more paragraph. Yud-Dalet, we have a couple minutes. Gam ein chiluk b'risa kabbalas lashon hara bein imu shomei ma'anashim acherim oim ovi v'imo. You're basically not allowed to believe the lashon hara, even if it was told to you by a relative. V'yoseh mizem atzina b'tana b'el yo perak chaval shem roya adam lo ovi v'lo imo shem edam in dvarim yaseirim yon lashon hara v'chadayma levat shem muzer shalo lakabal divrayim el otzor gam kin limno yisam mizem. If a person sees their parent saying lashon hara, not only you cannot believe it, but you should also tell them to stop in a covetic way. And if he didn't say anything, nenash hu vehem, he and they will be punished. Avorzeh ba'onish
It wasn't any different than,
anybody else.
yeah.
I guess because technically you could do it. You just they would listen to you or something like that. It's in your control. It's in your ability to do it. Most times it's not really in our ability to give mussar. Very rarely is it actually in our ability to give mussar. Maybe in this case it is. Kmi sheyesh lalumchas ban shebeisa nitpas leosad lavoi ban elu. Person should constantly give teichacha, give chizuk, teach, speak about the importance of shmiras halachim. But always do it softly. Well, that seal if name is good law inesh and explain how chomer of aver it is. She avor zel as lovely. The good de la schar, the mission is a mizet. And how good the schar is for those who are careful. Over your Yisra Yisra is answer in Olam. So you should watch and buy some if you've shown for a gnai chaver. And vaday and vaday, like in every union of chinuch. In every union of chinuch, you have to make sure you yourself do not speak divrei gnai. So I had a deal with someone, whatever the story was, I had a deal with someone that I am in charge of. I make all the chinuch decisions for them. So I started telling them certain things. So I wasn't, we told put you in charge of chinuch. Didn't say all this stuff. Yeah, gufa. You can't do chinuch without yourself getting involved.
Didn't realize I was signing up for when I
Yeah.
took that deal.
No. You can call Mash, just call. If he himself says Lashon Hara, Levada Isser Ba'atzmai, who Gamkin Kilkul Godol, Le'inin Zeh, Kishuv Lo Yelo Shuv Pisul and Peh Noi Sam Zeh. He'll not be able to have any pisul and peh on them. I never knew this before Shacharis time. I mean, I didn't know, but Pi Aroiv Tola and Augustan Shabbais Minyan Keilu. The way your family will behave, Achra Hanhagas Baal Bais Baatzmoy, the way the Baal Bais behaves, major, major Yesoid from Chavetz Chaim. that the children and the Bnei Bayis will follow undoubtedly that which the child, the parents do. Okay. And you'll have success, ultimate success in this world and the next. Okay. In the footnote here, he says, I want to get into another topic for a moment. And he says, yeah, I don't know exactly what he means here. Because he says sometimes somebody will tease someone else. And when someone teases somebody, they're over Leitzonus and they're over Einaz Dvarim. Be very careful not to tease people. Kira Boisai, Yisha Koyach. Have a wonderful evening. Speaking of.
You too. Thank you very much.
Good luck.